I'm Elisa Alip, backstage at Bonnaroo 2015 with Mr. Ben Folds. Welcome.
Good to be here.
You know, I always think of you in my mind as just Mr. Ben.
Mr. Ben, yeah.
Hey there, Mr. Ben.
Father, yeah.
Yes, because of your father. Yeah. He left a voicemail message for you.
Yeah.
And you put that on one of your records. And for some reason, I always remember your father's voicemail message to you.
I know there's some people who call me that all the time, and it's his thing.
Just sitting up in the bed. Thinking about you. Sorry. All right, I gotta stop. So you're back in the South now.
Yeah.
And you haven't gotten rid of your Southern accent, so kudos to you.
No, it's still here. Very Southern.
I like it. Not in North Carolina, where you're originally from,
No. But
living here in Tennessee, so you're somewhat of a local boy now.
Yeah, I've been here for maybe, I came here in the early 90s for a while, and then again in the early millennium. So I've spent about 15 years here.
So you're a millennial now.
Yeah, that's me.
I know you've lived in a bunch of different places and also Australia.
Yeah.
As far as Australia, what keeps you coming back to the South?
Well, I mean, it's where I'm from. But the studio, I have a studio in Nashville, and that's been my anchor. You know, I've been making my records there. It's the old historic Studio A, RCA Studio A in Nashville. Old orchestral studio. It's a beautiful place, and the people are great too. But that has been, you know, everyone has a home of some sort, and I feel like studio is sort of my home.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations, by the way, on saving the legendary Studio A.
It's still here. Yeah, that was amazing, and that wasn't just me. That was a lot of people, and it's good to see that it meant enough to so many people to stand up and take up for an old historic building that was responsible for. Just thousands of hits.
Yeah, Dolly Parton, Elvis.
So much great stuff. Yeah.
Elvis Presley.
Yep.
William Shatner. I bet you had something to do with that.
Yeah.
Who of the people who have played there blows your mind the most?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, even just recently, a couple years ago, Tony Bennett was in there. He was recording with Willie Nelson, and that was pretty amazing. That was pretty amazing. I mean, but there are so many records made in there. We just, sometimes you hear about another one that you didn't realize. Like they'll say, oh, you know, it's a Neil Diamond record made in here. It's really, I didn't know that. That always something new.
Mm-hmm. So you started off your early days as a trio with Ben Folds Five. You went solo.
Yeah.
Now you've got a whole ensemble with you, the Y Music Ensemble, New York City based. Tell me about this.
Yeah, we're having such a good tour. This is a classical, we'll just, for lack of a better word, call them a classical sextet. That's a chamber sextet. That's what they are. There's six of them. They've played on a lot of records. Some of them together, on one or two tracks. Some of them apart. They've got a really impressive resume between them all. They're all, except for one, they're all Juilliard grads, you know, roughly around 30 years old. Then the 22-year-old, Gabe, hails from Curtis, and he's the cellist. And, I mean, we just made an album together. Some of the album is also a piano concerto for piano and orchestra, done with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra.
And, since you're bringing up the piano, fellow piano man, Billy Joel, I have to ask you about this, is playing Bonnaroo this year.
Yeah.
I wondered what your thoughts were on Billy Joel. Is he, an influence to you, or what do you think?
He's great. He's a genius songwriter. And he's still, I mean, God, he's incredible. I opened up for him, I guess, last New Year's or the New Year's before. And sat side stage and watched one of the best performers I've ever seen. I mean, and he sounds like he's 20 years old. He's really something. Everyone should see that set. And you know, he can't possibly play all his hits. What's he only got 3 hours? So you'll see some of his hits.
Well, you've got plenty of hits as well. And some future hits from this new record with Y Music. Do you have a title for the album yet?
Album's called So There.
So There. Do you know when it'll come out?
September 11.
Okay. All right. Well, I very much look forward to that, Ben, Mr. Ben.
Mr. Ben.
Thank you so much for stopping by, Bonnaroo.
Thank you. Good to see you, Elisa.